Nolte, Biden's Afghanistan fiasco fails to lift KNLL above a million viewers. By John Nolte on August 25, 2021. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages violence against Trump supporters, could not even average a million viewers during the unfolding crisis in Afghanistan. It's been decades, maybe even longer, since America faced an overseas fiasco like the one his fraudulency Joe Biden created in Afghanistan. Not only has America now lost a war, a loss more clean and painful than ever before in our history, but there has been a dramatic and terrifying takeover of an entire country by our mortal enemies, the Taliban. If that's not enough to goose viewership, even to the benefit of a fake news outlet like KNLL, due to the president's sociopathic bungling, tens of thousands of American civilians are trapped behind terrorist enemy lines, as are tens of thousands of our Afghan allies. Not to sound callous about the horror show of this situation, but not since 9/11 has the media been presented with this kind of made-for-TV drama. And the lying fuckers at KNLL still can't average a million primetime viewers. For the week of August 22nd, which includes the early days of the Afghan crisis, KNLL averaged only 943,000 primetime viewers. That's it. And that was during primetime. Throughout the full day, KNLL averaged only 696,000 viewers. Meanwhile, MSNBC primetime averaged 1.2 million, while Fox News thumped both combined with 2.94 million average viewers. Get this. KNLL is losing to Univision, 1.28 million, ION, 1.12 million, and Telemundo, 1.04 million. Oh, and things haven't started out very well for KNLL this week, either. On Monday, the far-left hate outlet only had one program. Cuomo Tonight, barely squeak over a million viewers, with 1.015 million. KNLL's top show landed in 24th place behind 23 slots mostly filled by Fox News and only 6 filled by MSNBC. In fact, only 2 KNLL shows on Monday topped 900,000 average viewers. All the rest, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, and the rest of those godforsaken liars, couldn't even hit 900,000 viewers during the worst foreign policy crisis in memory, a crisis where thousands of Americans are trapped in a terrorist hellhole, a crisis with the president totally lost and at the mercy of our worst enemies. While KNLL's number one program grabbed just 1.015 million viewers, over at Fox News, their top show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, averaged nearly 4 times that with 3.967 million viewers. MSNBC's top show, The Rachel Maddow Show, grabbed 2.357 million. Before that diminutive Bond villain Jeff Zucker took over KNLL, something like Biden's Afghanistan fiasco was right in KNLL's wheelhouse. KNLL was the outlet the country tuned to. Boy, talk about the least trusted name in news. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.